Chapter 8 Prophecies.
You said you had some prophecies for me.
You like prophecies?
Yes.
That is a characteristic of the people of your particular planet. They desire to hear things of the future, such as an advice of good fortune. This desire is programmed in your mind because the human being before used to be able to see farther into the future than present man. A continuation of this, I can tell you, can be accomplished only by retaining the equilibrium of mutual affection and assistance.
What are you trying to say?
That only in case you do not destroy yourselves completely can you learn.
How? I asked, not understanding.
Look, in your year 2015 you will be enabled to obtain energy from sound. Sound could bring you energy of a power unsuspected, but only of tuned vibrational sound. It must be a vibration like the chord of a violin or a guitar, or a flute or a pipe. Vibrational music can accomplish marvelous things. Inner world music is revealed as a treasure for the energization of whatever specimen of energy is around. Beings from other worlds come to Instria to observe the vibrational changes of sound and their extent. But there is something that you would not imagine. The energy of sound serves to preserve bodies or cadavers. Sound also can always be used to control the climate when it is executed sufficiently fine and in one vibratory wave so as not to provoke error. It also helps to heat a habitation without irritating the inhabitants. This same can be an invincible weapon because sound in a note sufficiently high and sharp can provoke earthquakes.
How interesting. I responded. On the proposition of earthquakes, what is the cause of those? Have you found the solution in the movements of Earth?
When the Earth opened and formed the continents, dispersing them and creating what you call errant poles, and which for us is a loss of energy, the components of the Earth also were implicated in the equilibrium of metals, mercury, iron, uranium, petroleum, etc., in the same manner as minerals in the human organism. When these are dispersed, the Earth loses absorbance of that natural energy. Some planets have discovered a quite simple formula for avoiding great disasters and unnecessary loss of life. Enormous needles of determined thickness, whose components are all the minerals known to you, plus oxygen, hydrogen, riocero, sic, as well as copper, which is a good conductor, and a substance that has its origin in the liberation of energy in the friction of minerals, and what you yourselves do not know and what we call xuan, we used to neutralize the seismic activity. If you neutralize this, you eliminate the movement. Some inhabitants of other planets of the galaxy from which they come have discovered a very simple formula for avoiding great disasters and unnecessary casualties. Enormous movements of rock and floods cause changes in riverbeds in many countries. The manner in which they implant the above-mentioned needles attracts precisely the energy from the minerals in question, and its liberation is minor. The needles of determined thickness, and whose components are described above, attract the energy that liberates the Earth a little before the earthquake and transforms it into some form utilizable with the double purpose of reducing or minimizing the seismic activity and to condense a high quantity of the energy. The waves are collected with the same system of attraction and absorption through the needles disposed strategically in highly telluric places. Some other planets have a system of congealing the Earth that is highly seismic to reduce its potential to a minimum of 5% to zero through a system of absorption of energy. The congealed Earth does not experience too much movement, at least that which suffers a sudden change of temperature. Or, other planets where the radiating star is deficient, they artificially create clouds which provoke neutralizing rays in the seismic zones, dosifying them gradually.
I looked at her fixedly and asked, how many planets do you know?
Well, let us say 3,000 to 4,000 investigated by the group or in the laboratories of Instria. By this time there must be more, many more than that.
At what basic velocity do you travel?
That depends on the energy of each ship. Ours can achieve something like 300,000 of your kilometers per hour or more.
That is too much. Don't you think?
Other civilizations travel much faster.
Do you like that work? She looked at me greatly surprised.
Work? On our planet we are conditioned to investigate through the knowledge of the stars, and our greatest love is for knowledge. The watchword, to know. Our minds are endowed with receptivity for knowledge and that is really the destiny of our community. Through knowledge they obtain innumerable advances.
Have you studied our system?
Yes, when your solar system was relatively new for us we saw and counted 16 planets, but we suppose that you might have more taking into account that one average star comes to retain in its orbit more or less 32 planets of which only the first 10 to 12 receive in accordance with their orbital phase, energy from the star, sufficient to surround said body through its own energy guide.
What is the energy guide?
The energy that the star emits to drive its planets.
I don't understand.
You will understand when I tell you that energy attracts energy for its same characteristics, in the manner that as the sun emits its heat in one refractory step, it is returned to the same star, a kind of interchange that at length serves to guide the planets. The star possesses a strong attraction for the planets, without which these would not derive their motion.
Does our world resist the assaults of solar changes?
Yes, if the solar energy diminishes or increases, your world would truly resist it. The rotation and the density of energy are important factors for a planet. The temperature and the pressure determine the lapse of its existence. If these are altered, it changes the life on the planet in question.
Did you know our planet before it was populated?
When your world was conceived it already had cycles of arc by the hundreds, remaining in its orbit, but nevertheless at a certain time of yours to this day we have been your cosmic connection. Your ancestors knew perfectly well our existence. Some lived in superior civilizations through a conception by means of a clone.
Why?
I already explained to you that the Hindu was a folk that established itself on Earth in the beginnings of life, as we know it, on the planet, those who readied an optimum level of consciousness were extracted.
Did the ancient folk know about the atom?
Yes, they had taken precautions not to use it arbitrarily. Nevertheless, there were people who used it indiscriminately, like in your society today. Put your hand on the ultrasound sensor and you can see, if you like, the arsenals of any of the powers of the world.
I placed my hand and effectively saw, with stupefaction, the deposits of thermonuclear weapons.
Those are the so-called ogives. If you condensed all of that energy and extracted only one drop of it, you could place in march the engine of one airplane for 100 years without it descending to land. But you have controlled the atom arbitrarily and indiscriminately so much that it is no wonder to the community of advanced civilizations that man will terminate his days at the mercy of an error.
You possess an atomic neutralizer, isn't that correct?
Yes, but I know what you are thinking. You know that we are prohibited using it against the weapons of the societies. You have seen that we neutralized atomic collisions in the sea to save the maritime flora and fauna. But this cannot always be done. We do this out of respect for life but not to steal the accumulation of energy that you possess. That is a respected point which the major advanced civilizations guarantees to all societies and to all planets, always and when they do not spill innocent blood. Because that also implies a fallback to the beginning of the stellar community. But you asked me if the ancient societies knew how to use the atom, didn't you?
Yes. I responded.
Very well, the pyramids do not present a simple view what they really are and why they were really constructed. Those form an equilateral rhomboid. The rhombus divides the rhomboid in the middle at ground level and the other half is underground. Many things are connected to beings from other star groups. Do you know why? Because this may show that on other planets also exists the knowledge of the accumulation of energy. The knowledge set down in one pyramidal body will show you the track or the trajectory through which pass persons of other planets disseminating the knowledge. The form of each one of them will come to show the advance of their knowledges and the line of the lineage of your civilization. For this you see different pyramidal constructions the length of your planet.
In our last meeting you spoke to me about terrestrial regions in which you still detect residues of the principle of the vortex. What is that?
The force in the movement of the vortex can be compared to that of cyclones, hurricanes, tornadoes, etc., though the origin is much more complicated than it seems in these atmospheric manifestations, which have only a slight speed compared to the magnetic vortex. A vortex is born in a form similar to a drain tube, and it is named for this primitive form. The whirlpools in the sea show us that they are not only detected in the air but in the seas also. What happens is that the vortex can form in the flux of certain minerals in the earth as well as in the water. Many years ago, the civilizations that preceded the Great Holocaust controlled these forces irresponsibly through the concentration of stores of this energy that accumulated. Imagine guarding in storage the force of some 10, 20, or 30 hurricanes. Man discovered that he could do great things with this. From provoking rain where precipitation was not frequent to places his enemies had stored things susceptible to loss as a consequence of a cyclone. Today also exists forms of attracting rains. This is only a beginning. Well then, the force of this vortex would be sufficient to divide a city in two or to submerge a village of fishermen. This was never foreseen in your eagerness to accumulate more and more classes of energy. There are places where still can be found generators of this force that can destroy all that is around it. All energy moves through a constant reabsorber and reunites. Energy also reproduces itself if it is not extracted from its original field, but if the accumulation in an apparently secure place surpasses the level of containment, it will struggle to get out. Oxygen and hydrogen are energy, but only two of the many types of energy that there are. Many forms of energy in space are counterproductive to the atmosphere of your planet, and could produce an explosion of incalculable reach. Every movement of wind helps to increase the friction of the waves. The blow of wind is not material to that which accelerates its rotation. Each energy has its own characteristics. Well then, the greater energy always will be in the vortex, in pyramidal form. And observe that the majority of the more resistant constructions left to posterity by your ancestors have this form. Who would imagine storing energy in a vortex inside of a pyramidal vortex? They discovered accidentally that only a storage container with that form could retain without serious consequences the energy of the vortex.
Then is the stereotype of the atom like energy?
The atom is energy. You are energy and all the animals of your world are energy. Energy always will take the form of a vortex.